The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
We go to Athens for the latest on your Georgia Bulldogs. This is Bulldog Roundtable, exclusively on The Fan. Live from the Georgia's own Credit Union studios at the Buttsmere Building in Athens.
25-20, fourth sideline, 15-10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
This morning, The Fan staff brings you the latest on the Dogs.
As the only station in Atlanta that's live in Athens all year long.
Yes, indeed! That was too easy!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. And by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. You can't spell Haug without the U, the G, and the A. HaugLawGroup.com.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union studios in the Buttsmere Building in Athens, it's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
Oh, it's going to be another toasty one here in the Classic City, but welcome to the Bulldog Roundtable this Tuesday morning, coming to you live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios, the heartbeat of Dog Nation, and presented by Haug Law Group. And we got a great show for you today, and we're going to start right off because we got a lot to cover with our good buddy from the AJC and AJC.com, frequent guest on this show. You want to know what's going on with Georgia Athletics? This is the guy to ask. Chip Towers. Chip, good morning. I'm going to start with our favorite subject, the transfer portal. It giveth and taketh away. And yesterday it giveth to the Georgia basketball program. Aaron Cook, a point guard that the Dogs were in desperate need of, coming from Gonzaga.
Yeah, Georgia needed a point guard after all the other ingress and egress they've encountered this offseason. And, yeah, Aaron Cook is a very intriguing addition. Obviously he's coming from Gonzaga, but, you know, really more accurately he's coming from Southern Illinois. He played for the Zags last year, and last time I checked they had a pretty good season, Chuck. And he was the backup point guard, and he played in every game, I think it was, or almost every game. But at Southern Illinois, he was averaging 15 points, maybe three or four assists a game as a starting point guard for the Salukis before he went out to Gonzaga. And he comes here as a graduate transfer. So obviously it's a guy who's played in big games and, knows what winning basketball is all about. And as you alluded to, I mean, Georgia needs somebody to run the point. Coach Crean likes to call it positionless basketball. But you better have somebody bring the floor up and kind of get you in stuff.
No question.
Pretty regularly. And he sounds like a guy who can get that job done.
Yeah, and still apparently in the running for a very talented big man out of UMass and Trey Mitchell. And it looks like if that young man, and apparently Georgia's in the running for him, if he were to commit to the Dogs, it would be a makeover, a complete overhaul of this roster. But it would certainly put Georgia in a very strong position to go into the fall.
Well, it's really incredible. And look, you know, you've alluded to this on this show and other places too. You know, this is not unique to Georgia. It's happening everywhere. Georgia may be a little bit more complete turnover than the average school, but everybody's having to deal with massive turnover, and it's going to be extremely intriguing to see. I mean, in a lot of ways, you can see where Georgia might have improved itself. The issue is really just time. I think chemistry is such a huge part of basketball, period. Chemistry and experience. I think Georgia's bringing in a pretty good amount of experience, but really P.J. Horn is the only guy who played significant minutes and started and had a significant role on Georgia's team last year. Everybody else is going to be new. And I don't envy Coach Crean and his staff because you got to figure that out. You know, as much talent as you might be bringing in, you got to get them to mesh together. We talk about it in football all the time. Just coming up with five offensive linemen is complicated. So imagine having to do that, on the hardwood. And so that's a big – it'll be a busy summer – over there in Stegman Coliseum as they get together for off-season workouts, because they got a lot of things to figure out.
No doubt about it. They got a lot to get accomplished in a short amount of time. Chip, let's turn our attention to things that are happening this week as a result of things that happened over the weekend. And that is, let's start with baseball, because the SEC tournament gets underway tomorrow in Hoover. Georgia facing LSU at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the opening round of the SEC tournament. And I don't think there's any other way to put it than this could be win and go forward, or lose and come home for the Dogs.
Yeah, this is winner you're in. Actually, they play tonight, Chuck, and it's LSU
and Georgia.
That's right.
It's Tuesday night.
Yeah, if win and you're in, that's basically what both coaches agree that tonight is all about. So, I mean, you know, Georgia fans. I think about Munson sometimes. Some people, they're too squeamish for this stuff, but there ought to be a lot of drama tonight, as both LSU and Georgia are on the proverbial bubble, and just based on the way things are set up, really the winner is in, and the loser might be out on tonight's game. The way they do the SEC tournament, this first round is single elimination. If you win that one, it's double elimination the rest of the way, and so you lose tonight, you go home, and you probably haven't qualified for the NCAA tournament. And you know, I'm sure you've had Scott Strickland on, and I'm the last guy who's into excuses, but really the adversity that this team has encountered is just otherworldly. I mean, it's incredible. The latest, losing their left-handed senior starter Ryan Webb, you know, when he's got the lead against number one Arkansas in Fayetteville, and he goes down, and they've lost three 14-inning games or extra-inning games, and had injuries throughout the lineup all year. Heck, Coach Strickland missed 14 days as he was dealing with COVID. So it's been almost laughable, the adversity. I call it the adversity circus that Georgia, you know. And so their next stop is Hoover, but they've been competitive throughout. They'll start a freshman tonight, Luke Wagner. And he'll go against LSU's regular midweek starter, and the chips are absolutely stacked against them. But, you know, if they do like they have the rest of the year, you know, it'll be a great game, and Georgia has a shot to win it. If they earn an NCAA tournament berth this year, they deserve a gold medal over and beyond that, because injuries are part of the game, but nobody's had to overcome what Georgia has this season.
And, Chip, you know, I think to me, I have been really, really impressed with Coach Strickland and what he's been able to accomplish with this baseball team. This is a young team. Forget the injuries and everything. This was a young baseball team he went into this season with, having been hit hard by the Major League Baseball draft and the way last season shut down when Georgia was so talented, ranked number two in the nation. And he's been able to hold this together and still have them in position to perhaps – make the NCAA tournament.
No, I think if they earn a tournament berth, he may be deserving of SEC Coach of the Year. I mean, that's not going to happen, but I think he's done a great job. And, you know, I personally like Coach Strickland a lot, because, I mean, the man is completely transparent. I mean, he never steps up there and spews coaching cliches. I mean, he just kind of tells you like it is. Every week he always have, whether it be, you know, who he's going to start or why, or why he set a guy down or what have you. I mean, it's just he's had to overcome everything you could possibly overcome this season. And here they are, you know, right on the bubble. And really this past weekend's perfect example. They host Ole Miss, and Ole Miss takes the first two. Another just gut-punching extra inning loss in the second game, and they really had every reason in the world to stick a fork in it for the Sunday game, and they come out and win 13-2 in a dominating starting effort from sophomore Jonathan Cannon, and they were knocking the cover off the ball, and that's the mentality they're carrying into this Tuesday game. Virtually no rest, and Jonathan Cannon will be the only guy they won't pitch tonight. They'll throw everybody they possibly can at LSU tonight, so it should be really dramatic. And I think Coach Strickland deserves a lot of credit for putting them in that position this year.
No doubt. And let's emphasize again, today is Tuesday, not Monday, Chuck, and they do play tonight. and then the other thing that was kind of a shock out of nowhere, here comes Lou Harris-Champer and the women's softball team qualifying for the Super Regional. That was totally unexpected. They knock off Duke on Sunday, and they are going to the Super Regional against Florida. That'll be Friday down in Gainesville.
Well, that was a real validation of the SEC strength in softball. You know, I'm not sure how many of your listeners out there keep up with it, but I mean, you know, women's softball, fast pitch softball, is just ridiculously good in the SEC. And you know, Lou Harris-Champer, you know, he's been the coach for 21 years, is as good as anybody in that league. But you know, the ebbs and flows, the cycles that are college athletics period, this was, you know, a little bit of a rebuild year for Georgia, and they were criticized. I mean, it was kind of a controversial appointment of Georgia as a regional host, but because of their strength of schedule, which at one point I think was number one in the country, you know, they were awarded a regional, and they made good on it. You know, came a really incredible win, 10-9 in the rubber game on Sunday, and now they get Florida. And yeah, you know, Florida's ranked number four. They have a powerful program year in and year out. But last time you had this scenario, Georgia took two of three from Florida down there and punched their ticket to the College World Series. So they're back in the hunt again, and that was nice validation for Lou after kind of having to endure some controversy after they got awarded that regional.
Well, let's obviously big week then for baseball and softball. Let's final few minutes that I got with you here, Chip. Let's turn our attention back to football, and it looks like the Dogs are getting a little bit of a downtime out of the headlines right now. But certainly this is a point in the season where things start to meld because the players kind of conduct a lot of these get-togethers on their own.
Yeah. You know, if I'm not mistaken, Chuck, I think we're 100 days out from the season opener. I'm not 100% sure about that, or maybe it's there's 100 days that's being shouted out in out there somewhere, and so we're really close. You know, news yesterday, and it's no surprise anymore, but you know, the CEO of the Carolina Panthers said that you're going to be 100% capacity for their football season, and including the Georgia Clemson game in Charlotte. So, I mean, that's an incredible start. And then here we are. Listen, Kirby Smart's got a lot of momentum that he can carry into that first game, because right now, June 1st, we're just days away from the start of June. And that means that prospects can come back on campus. And what a perfect time for Georgia, who is opening up the new Butts-Mayer football expansion right at the time that recruits come back on your campus. So, you know, Kirby Smart, he really needs to ride this wave. I think, you know, Georgia always does great in recruiting, but, man, I'm telling you, it should be otherworldly this year. I mean, really. And if they can take that momentum and carry it into that first game against Clemson, you know, there could be some good things ahead for Georgia. So, yeah, you're getting into that time, recruiting, off-season conditioning, all eyes on that first game September 4th against Clemson. Top five matchup in Charlotte. That ought to be fantastic.
Chip, I can't think of anybody any better to lead new recruits on campus into a brand-new workout facility for football than Kirby Smart. I mean, he is tailor-made for that, and you know he'll ride that wave probably all the way to signing day.
Yeah, he ought to. Now, listen, Kirby's done a great job, and he's an awesome football coach in and of itself. But, you know, you can't be lost in this. They had $175 million worth of new facilities that have come online since he's been Georgia's coach. And to his credit, he's made good on that. He's made good on all that. And, you know, it's time to pay dividends. And I think they will with this 2022 recruiting class, and they need to in the win-loss column, because, you know, Georgia has given him incredible support, really unparalleled in this particular window of time. And, you know, if they do, you know, I think they've got every reason to be optimistic about this coming season. And you know, there's a lot of reasons for that.
Well, Chip, I appreciate your time as always. I'm going to spare us both the embarrassment of trying to discuss name, image, and likeness. We'll save
that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
We'll save that to another day, seeing right now that is about as clear as mud as to what exactly is going on with that. But we will get to that topic one day soon. But I appreciate it, my friend.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Chip.
All right. Chip Towers, the AJC and AJC.com, here with us on the Bulldog Roundtable. We're going to take a break. We come back, turn our attention to football recruiting with the very best in the business. Rusty Mansell, he's next here on the Bulldog Roundtable.
Dialed into the dogs all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on the Fan. This is Bulldog Roundtable with...
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballou here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Dowdle, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Buttsmere Center in Athens, on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Well, welcome back, and let's get right to it with the guy that knows more about what's going on with football recruiting than anybody that I know or anybody that I've ever heard of, Rusty Mansell, the recruiting analyst for Dogs 24/7, co-host of the official visit here on 680 The Fan, which, by the way, made its return last night. Rusty and Doug talked to LT Overton, who's the number one high school player in the country. You can hear that interview along with all the other recruiting nuggets from last night's show at 680thefan.com. In podcast form. And Rusty, I just left off with Chip Towers. We were talking about with players now coming onto campus for, I'm talking about high school players, for official visits and on-campus visits in person. Well, what a time for Georgia to be opening up that new facility.
Well, first of all, good Tuesday morning to you, Chuck.
Thanks.
It was great. You know, I was listening to Chip talk about that, and he's right. I mean, Georgia's got this brand new, you know, you got this shiny product, man. You want these kids to see this. These are the first visits, the first impressions. That facility that Georgia has built, the pictures I have seen and what these prospects are about to see for the first time, it is going to be it is next level stuff. And, you know, it's an arms race. Somebody will build something next year a little bit nicer than what Georgia has. But as far as going into these official visits, these unofficial visits where our Hughes, somebody like LT Overton, who we'll talk about in a second, you know, to get these guys on campus and get that first impression after not being on any college campuses face-to-face for 16 months, you know, even a player like LT Overton at Middleton, number one player in the country, a lot of people pulling him, a lot of media asked him last night. I said, man, are you ready for these visits? He said, I cannot wait. You know, I've heard so much. I've done so many Zooms. I'm ready to meet these coaches and see these places in person. And I could see the excitement in his face. So that tells you the pulse of these recruits. They're ready to be there.
You know, Rusty, and I mentioned to Chip, you know, Kirby – probably leverages new things like this with his recruiting style better than anybody I've ever. I mean, I've never seen a guy that's so recruiting oriented. I mean, and consumed by it. You know, all the time.
Yeah, he does.
Go ahead.
He didn't have that turn. He didn't have that turnoff switch. You know, the people I talk to that deal with him and deal with the Nick Sabans and the, you know, when Urban Meyer was in college and, you know, Ryan Day and all these guys, those elite recruiters, those guys, they're wired completely different, and recruiting is something that they crave and they love to do, and that's what separates guys like that.
And that's not the case with all college coaches, is it?
No, it's not. And look, it is what it is. But, you know, and Chip was talking about the, you know, the resources and stuff that Georgia has given Kirby. And that's certainly a fact. You know, you start talking about what Georgia's done. When you play for a national championship, when you play in the Rose Bowl, when you play in three SEC championships, when you win an SEC championship, when you win a Sugar Bowl, those are the types of things that come with that. So, you know, Kirby has parlayed those wins and the success early on in his tenure to get those types of things. And now, for me, when I'm interviewed about Georgia and all that, here's what Georgia needs to do. They're recruiting at an elite level like never seen before. They got to win that game in Mercedes-Benz in December, and then everything else is on the table for Georgia as you get in those next set of games. But where they are, you know, their product, their facilities, their roster, their coaching staff, Georgia fans should be extremely excited.
Rusty, I'm always impressed, and nobody will know this better than you. You hold all these camps. You see all these kids develop, I mean, from early ages on. But I am always impressed with the talent. And here you talk about LT Overton, Milton, Georgia. I'm always impressed with the talent that our state turns out. What do you see as someone who's with it every weekend?
Coaching. In the state of Georgia, these players are so well coached. And number one, the state of Georgia pays their coaches. These coaching staffs are paid well. The communities, you know, they back these programs. They know this is, you know, this is building men. This is building fathers. You know, it's so much more than football. I think, you know, me and my business, what we do and people and fans oftentimes are so kind of focused on, hey, it's football. But these guys, what these communities do for these young men and the product they put out, because there's indoors going up all over the state. I mean, Rome, I live here in Rome, Georgia. This Rome High School just built a 60-yard indoor. I have been to the Cleveland Browns. I've done some stuff up there. I've seen their indoor. The Cleveland Browns indoor has nothing on that indoor. So you're talking about high school level stuff. Hey, Carrollton's 125-yard indoor. You know, it's probably nicer than 80% of the college indoors, Carrollton High School. So, you know, those types of resources turned out the products, the parents, communities, coaches. But I'll tell you this about LT Overton. And he moved here from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. His father is the new athletic director at Kennesaw State, been here about 3 years, I think, or 2 years. This young man is the number one player in the country. He had 21.5 sacks as a sophomore. He's a 6'4" defensive end. So, you know, those pass rushers are elite. This young man's got a 4.0, and he exempted all his finals this week at Milton High School. So when you meet somebody like that, it's fun. It's fun to cover somebody like that, because I look at him last night, and I've been through this, and I know in about 6 or 7 years, everything's changing for him and his life, and he's on that path to play a lot of Saturday football, and he's on that path, barring anything crazy, to play a lot of Sunday football. But it is a special, special young man in Milton High School. You get a chance to watch him as a high school football fan. That's a kid you want to go to a game and say, hey, I saw him play in high school.
Well, Rusty, I got to tell you, anybody that follows you on social media, either Facebook or on Twitter, and I encourage everybody to follow you on everything, because it is amazing the relationships you develop with these kids and the pride that you personally take in seeing them achieve their goals, both in high school and then the collegiate level.
Yeah, that's – I mean, look, I'm a parent, and I always take the road of how would you treat my – I want somebody – how would you treat my kid? And, you know, those relationships you build, you know, Harrison Bailey, quarterback at Tennessee, you know, talked to his dad last week just catching up. He said, hey, you got a camp. Harrison wants to work. So Harrison Bailey, a young man I've covered since the eighth grade, he came out and worked camp this weekend, had a great message to the campers, meaning, hey, when you get to college, none of these stars, none of this stuff matters. None of that matters. Everybody's on the same level. So, you know, those relationships, I do cover Georgia football. I'm specifically covering, you know, the University of Georgia recruiting. But those relationships with those kids and those parents, man, it's the best thing for me to see these kids succeed at many, many levels. And, you know, I truly love high school football, man. So I don't know what I'm going to do in the next life, but right now I'm enjoying this one for sure.
Well, I got to tell you, anybody that follows you knows that that's the case because you were certainly on top of it. And, Rusty, we always appreciate your time, and you've been so generous with it here on the Bulldog Roundtable. But, again, I know you take a great deal of pride in seeing the kids that do come to Georgia and have the success at Georgia that they've dreamed of and worked so hard for.
Yeah, you know, I meet those kids, and because, you know, I follow their career through college more than most of the others, so I get to see these kids afterwards. You know, I had a long text with Ben Cleveland, you know, a couple of days after he got signed, and, you know, we were talking about, hey, you know, that picture that kind of went viral I took of him when he was 14 years old. I remember his dad calling me, and we're just talking about the recruiting process and what camps to go to, and there's no manual for these parents, you know, so I'm like, look, this is a good camp to go to, this one's not. So I meet the families through that, and you know, it was crazy for me to see, you know, you see big baby face Ben at 14 years old. Here's a kid that was probably 6'5", you know, 3'10", 3'15", at 14. And you see him, and now he's a grown man. He's engaged. He's, you know, the city of Baltimore is, you know, just loving him up there. And it's fun to watch that, Chuck. That's the best part of it, to see these kids go from 14 to seeing Ben Cleveland get what a $1 million signing bonus. You know, I'm thinking, what kind of a jacked up 4x4 truck is Ben Cleveland about to buy, and can he fit in parking decks in Baltimore with that thing? So I truly do love and get to watch these kids you know, finish out their careers and achieve their dreams. It's awesome.
It's what that fried squirrel will do for you, huh?
Hey, no doubt. His dad told me that story, and I wrote that story about 2 years ago, but it's definitely getting a lot more views. And, you know, his dad said, hey, he was locked out of the house, and the only thing we had was squirrel. So we came home, and my man had him on the grill, you know, and he was hungry, and he was going to eat.
But, he was going to eat something.
He's going to eat, there's no doubt. You know, the thing about Ben, you see Ben in person, you don't realize he's 350. I mean, the guy looks 305. Yeah. And just, he's a 1st percentile human being, and I wish him the best, and his mom and dad, Derek, and his family up there, great, great family.
Rusty, thank you so much, my friend. We appreciate your time as always. Rusty Mansell, recruiting analyst and the best in the business for Dogs 24/7 and co-host of The Official Visit right here on 680 The Fan. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up.
The only Atlanta station broadcasting live from Athens all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan.
Hi, this is Vince Dooley, and you're listening to the Georgia Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan. Now on FM at 93.7. Go Dogs!
Thank you, Coach, and welcome back. And our thanks once again to Chip Towers, the AJC, and AJC.com, and Rusty Mansell, recruiting analyst for Dogs 24/7, and one of our very own here at 680 The Fan, who really appreciate all of you for being with us here today on the Bulldog Roundtable. Don't forget, tonight, it's tonight at 5 o'clock, this evening at 5 o'clock, Georgia's baseball team taking on LSU in that opening round of the SEC tournament over in Hoover. We certainly wish Coach Strickland and the Diamond Dogs the very best of luck. To all of you, don't forget, keep stepping forward here for those dogs, and let's have a great Bulldog Day, everybody.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballou here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.